Okay, we're going to pass the tape recorder around so that everybody can be recorded.
Excuse me, when you call customer service, they record you.
That's right. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. So for quality assurance, we hope that we will... We hope we'll be able to transcribe this and send out a padded little resume of each person here, and even questions and things like that, so that you'll know, you'll remember. Like, let's say you didn't take the right notes, so you'll be able to go through it. It'll be typed up, sent out. You'll be able to have all that information. So, my name is Elisa Bulow. I live in Denver, Colorado. I teach adults. I teach adults Torah, and I teach adults how to teach adults Torah. That's my job. I'm a Rebbetzin coach. Coach now has a whole new meaning, but I'm not an official coach. I'm a rah-rah coach. So I hold the hands of Rebbetzins, both professionally and personally, and help them do what they want to do, whether it's build their marriages, build their children, build their communities. I'm an address that people could call, how to figure out from the title of a shiur to why you shouldn't cry about that, or who you can cry to, because you can't cry to a certain congregant or whatever. I'm available to, I'm the North American Narrow Elif, and I work for, I help people outside the Narrow Elif Network also. Anyway, this is funded by the Wolfsons, so you can call me. So, how much do I get paid? Also, like Bela Burnham, if I was in this for the money, I would have left a long time ago. I love what I do. I love Hashem. I love the Jewish people. So I'm happy to coach. As my husband says, I'm in wholesale now, not retail. So while I still do my own little bits of kiruv here and there, I'm in wholesale. So I work with the Makarva. So that's me. Okay, now I'm going to pass it on.
Hi, I'm Devorah Vrukin. I'm Devorah Vrukin. I live in San Jose, California, and I work in Palo Alto, California at the Kollel there. I am a product of the Kollel Baal Teshuva movement that Rabbi Edelstein was just talking about. And I've worked in many different organizations, in day schools, in Chabad, in Kollel, with Maor a little bit, so like lots of different things. So I'm very interested in like meeting lots of different people and being inspired, and I'm very interested in the global vision that Rabbi Edelstein was talking about. So I'm very excited to meet different people.
You don't have to stand either. Everybody should be able to
see. Okay, hi, I'm Sarah Simser, and my husband and I run an Aish branch in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we take the whole Twin Cities, so we've got it. Actually, we have the whole state. We're called Aish, Minnesota. So, anyway, so what do I do? I meet with women. I do a lot of cooking. I'm taking two groups of women to Israel this year. One starting next week. 13 women, and 10 in the fall. And what I do all day long is I meet with them to follow up with them. So try to learn with them and get them to grow. Thanks.
Can everyone say how long they've been where they are?
That's a good idea.
Okay, well, this is not our first position. This is probably our third in Kiruv. We started this branch almost 5 years ago. My husband was the Rosh Kollel of a community outreach Kollel in Des Moines, Iowa for 6 years, and he also was a shul rabbi for also 6 years in Tamarack, Florida. So,
I just want to say,
a survivor, yes.
Yeah. I'm Rachel Goldbaum. I live in Ottawa. It's the capital of Canada, for those of you who know. That's how I used to introduce myself, because I just came from the Tormasara Convention. And anyway, Baruch Hashem, we've been there now almost 7 years. It's hard to believe. We came from Philadelphia, and my husband is the principal of the day school there. We have about 86 kids in the school. And I work for JET, which stands for Jewish Education Through Torah, which is a Kiruv organization there, and I'm officially the program coordinator, which means I organize and run Shabbatons, events, parties, etc. We have many different branches. We work with single, we call it JET Young Professionals, and older and younger and families and everything in between. I also give parenting classes and Taras HaMishpacha classes, and my passion is marriage and Taras HaMishpacha and everything that's related to that. And okay, so actually, well, yeah, I have a couple of books, but right now we just finished the book that I mentioned last year that I was starting on, that we were working on, which I'm really excited about. I'm doing it with URA is really putting it out. They're funding it, but I wrote it with them, and it is a beautiful, kind of more of a booklet, but very beautiful and meant to be used for teaching the secular woman Taras HaMishpacha. So it's meant for them, and I will help you if you need help. And I'm not in this for the money, so call me or email me, and I will help you to use it to teach. If you want a copy, email me, and as soon as it comes out, I will work with URA, and pretty sure I could get you the copies, okay? Because I did speak with them about that. There's one thing that I've been waiting to say for a few months now. I was waiting for this conference. I have a lot of hakar satov to this conference, because I just want to say that about a month ago, we made a simcha Baruch Hashem. My daughter got married, and it all began here, because last year at this networking session, I spoke, and afterwards somebody came over to me, and she said, oh, yeah, I want to meet you, and blah, blah, blah. We were talking a little bit. And her name is Sarah Breit, and she is now a Nachatenista. So, and the reason that she, my daughter's resume, didn't get lost in the pile, Baruch Hashem, because he's a very good boy, and she had lists and lists. But my name my daughter's name went to the top because she remembered me from the conference. So you never know who you're going to meet here. So just be careful. Say.
After that, I don't know what to say. Okay. My name is Shoshana Russell. We're living in White Oak, Pennsylvania, which is right outside Pittsburgh. My husband is now the rabbi. He kind of fell into the job. They brought him in to help enlarge, to build the community, and then they let the old rabbi go, so he fell into the job, so it was, which means that I became the rebbetzin, which was an unexpected kind of thing. Basically, what we're doing is, my husband is doing all rabbanos that needs to be done in a very, very, very small place. We're talking about 8 from families, and lots of older congregants who are not from. And he kind of works, he's been working with whoever's not from. He learns with them and he does things like whatever, does whatever kiruv he does. And I've been trying to focus on the from families who could use a lot of chizuk, a lot, more than I ever expected. So it's kiruv krovim, basically. That's what we're doing.
Hi guys, I'm Jenny Rizal from the opposite side of Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, which is northeast PA. Very tiny, adorable little community. My husband and I both teach in the day school there. We have 52 kids in the school, preschool through 8th, so it's really small. My kids are basically the only from kids in the school.
Wow.
And, we're basically the only, there's a couple little, maybe half from people out there, but we're really the only from people out there. And it's not too far from New York, though. We're 2 hours from Muncie, so it's not terrible in terms of that stuff. And so we're involved in everything in the community, outreach, programming, mikvah, chevra kadisha, whatever you could imagine. It's a one-stop shop, Judaism stuff. So we help out, with the shul stuff and all that other stuff. And what else? I don't even know. A lot of million little jobs. And in the summers, we're off, so I work in a Kiev summer camp called Camp Monroe, which is in Monroe, New York. And what else? That's basically it. I'm in school, and I finished getting my prerequisites for physician assistant school, which I plan to start hopefully soon. And that's it. Here you go.
In your free time.
My free time.
Wow. I'm Allie Began. Thanks, Elisa, for encouraging me to come. So nice. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but our CURE efforts are all in the North Shore of Chicago. Like Rabbi Edelstein says, it is absolutely just packed with Jewish people, hundreds of thousands. There is not a lot of Kirov, so there's an incredible amount of great work to do. And we have wonderful, wonderful relationships and wonderful connections to many, many fabulous people, but we don't live there, and that's our struggle. We live in the Twersky's wonderful community in Milwaukee, so we don't want to go. But professionally, beyond the Kirov, we do the retreats and the classes and the Shabbatonim and the counseling, but I took it to another dimension professionally, and I became a life coach. So I used the skills that I've had and now can sort of penetrate these women's lives in a deeper way and makes a little bit more money from it through life coaching. So that's been exciting, and that's my latest endeavor. It's great to be here.
Hi, my name is Sarah Felsen. I was at the conference last year, and I gained a lot from it. I'm so glad to be back here and see so many faces that came back again. We live in Palo Alto, California. We've been there for the last 10 years. We are currently working. My husband's the Rosh Kollel. He founded the. We founded the. The community there. Basically, first of all, I just want to say that Allie Began spoke at our women's seminar, and she was the most fantastic speaker. And we're going to bring her out again. And we had the most women went to Allie's class, and she was excellent.
Thanks, Bobby.
I sort of see myself, my role, as the Bobby of all the Kola ladies in the community because it's a network of Kola families, and I try to keep tabs on the Kola ladies and have meetings and make sure everything's working out and pulling the Kola together as a real Achdus front. I think that's something that I've worked very hard on in the last 2 years. Also, I give Chanukah Rabbanim classes to women on the West Coast at night once a week, and I teach Kalas, and I'm a first grade teacher in the day school, which is it's an Orthodox Jewish day school for everybody. And one of the projects that we're working hard on for next year is we have a daughter who just went to Denver in 9th grade, and trying to make sure that won't happen again, we're building a girls' high school, which Marta Hashem is starting next year. And it's a lot of work. It's like having a baby all over again. And it's very exciting.
Hi, I'm Devorah Kegel. It's really nice to be here for the first time. I went to the campus conference in Muncie a few months ago, and I found it a very inspiring event. So I was happy to come to this. My husband, 3 years ago, got a job with EMET, the organization that Rabbi Edelstein mentioned, with the Bukharians, in Queens. We live in Passaic, New Jersey, which is a fair commute, but he's Queens, Manhattan, he's on all the CUNY campuses, and at CUNY schools, so the kids live at home with their parents, so it tends to be more Sephardim, right, because they stay close to the nest. And out of that, a lot of the kids in Queens happen to be Bukharian. My husband is Russian, although not Bukharian, so it's a very nice shidduch. And I go once a month to teach the newly married women their shalom bayis, which is unfortunately sorely needed, and mikvah classes, which for whatever reason was very poorly done. So I get a lot of questions that are seriously, like they're just keeping it wrong. So I've been doing a lot of that, and I teach shalom bayis in Manhattan, which is totally separate. I'm sort of an interesting case because my husband was hired, right, by MS, but I don't know what happened there. Did I do something? Hello? Something went off. Okay, I'll just talk loud. Did I mute it?
Yeah.
Hello?
I just have to press it long until it or maybe the battery ran out.
I'll just talk loud. It's okay.
The battery.
Okay. So, I found at the campus conference that I was in a little bit of an interesting situation because my husband was hired by this organization, but I've been teaching for 9 years women in Kirov, and I'm sort of my own entity. In addition to being his rabbitson and doing work for Emmett, I also teach at other places. Like I go once a semester to Rutgers and teach for their Maor program, NYU, various other places. And I'm hopefully going to be presenting a 5-minute thing later tonight, but I just want to put myself out there as
My youngest is 4, and I'm now a little bit more able to travel. And I teach mostly on women's issues, feminism and Judaism, et cetera, as a former feminist, whatever, I know what they're thinking. And I teach, you know, Shalom Bias and dating, and I teach my story and whatever, those kinds of things. So if you want a hired gun to deal with all of the icky women's issues, and then you don't have to say it, so you can talk to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get into the circle. Can you see me back here? Hi, my name is Janet Snyder. I'm a local Detroiter. Yay, Detroit. Welcome to our community. I have taught for the past, 20 years or so with Rabbi Avram Jacobowitz's programming here in Detroit. In particular, the Maimonides program, which started at University of Michigan, was the prototype program for all the Maimonides programs across the country and the world, I guess. So I've been teaching there for about 8 years, I think, as a regular lecturer, and just all different Kiruv organizations in the community, as well as non-Kiruv organizations in the community. In my spare time, I'm a pediatrician.
And so if you see me popping up a lot today, it's because I'm on call, so I apologize.
Hi, my name is Laura Vinger. My husband and I recently moved back from Santiago, Chile, to the United States. We were working for 8 years there. We worked originally in the day school, and then we continued along with the day school. We started NCSY throughout South America, and also my husband was working in the community kollel, which is, I guess, sort of like Maimonides. It's called Morasha, and it's probably, I would think, internationally one of the more successful programs as far as numbers. It's a really incredible program in Chile. But we decided we needed to move somewhere for our family, and so we came to the United States, and we're right now in Los Angeles. However, we are looking to move to... We feel like we went a little too big, going from Santiago to L.A., and so we're looking for something a little bit in the middle. And so if anyone has any ideas, my husband's in management, and I was doing event planning for NCSY and running it throughout South America.
Hi, I'm Jenny Fish. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm actually interested in networking about how to manage the new Rebbetzin juggle, and possibly maybe something about maybe in just not women in Kiruv, but children in Kiruv, because I'm trying to balance my children's needs to be part of a larger community, but not living in a larger community. So I don't know if anyone has any ideas of how to help our children navigate through our Kiruv romantic excursions, as if Adel so that's one thing that I'm interested in networking with. And I don't know, I'm really impressed with everyone's accomplishments. I'm trying to put my energies in my family and my preschool job and the community. So if anyone has any ideas about how to juggle everything, I'm very open to advice. Okay.
Sorry. We'll be having workshops, professional development workshops tomorrow, and Ruffle Goldbaum's workshop is about children in Kiruv and managing, so just so you know.
Hi, I'm Esty Tolwin. I'm also local here from Detroit. We run the H branch here. And we have a center here, and we basically deal with young secular families, like very, very secular families. Shabbos is completely not even on their page. They've told me numerous times, like, oh, we'll probably come Friday night, but we're not going to give up our whole weekend for H. I'm like, okay, it's called Shabbos. It's not giving up your weekend. So that's something I'm really interested in hearing. Other people who have young families that, you know, how do you encourage them to not only necessarily even give their kids, we have a Sunday school, which is great, so they all want to give their kids a Jewish experience, but if they're not learning also, then they're not going to grow. So really interested in hearing about that. And we have an amazing Sunday school, so if anyone has any questions about that, I'd happy to tell them about it.
Hi, I'm Sarah Burnham. My husband works over here in Partners in Torah, and I work part-time as an ICU nurse, and then,
is it on?
Okay. And, you know, we have a lot of people over, you know, Friday night, and meet young families, and we're trying to, you know, bring them closer, and I'm just very excited to be here to meet everyone, to, you know, form relationships and all.
Hi, I'm Chavi Lechtig. Me and my husband moved here to Detroit from England. Well, we're new to the care of thingy. And we're working, well, meaning my husband is working with NCSY and AISH, so together with ESTI. And my main job really is hanging out with the teenagers. They love hanging out in our house. So they help me cook, they help look after my kids. I love being with them. And they come always for Shabbos. Every week, whoever wants to show up can come. And I work in the Sunday school, and that's pretty much what I do.
Hi, Sarah Lachman. I live in Olney, Maryland. This is also new to me because I've only been there for the last 6 months, and my husband has a colo in Olney for the last 2.5 years, and I'm excited about the wonderful community that Robin Milikowski started in the Olney area, suburb of Washington, where there are so many Jews that have no connection, and I'm happy to be part of being able to, you know, open up my house to others. And anyone have any advice or suggestions or secrets about, you know, the cooking or organizing or... I would love to hear all the tips.
Hi, I'm Chaya Levin, Nerlaf Women's Division. For anyone who doesn't know, we train... The microphone? Okay. We train women whose husbands and them will go out and do care jobs. Besides that, we do follow-up. And for anyone, we're always looking for... I'm always looking to hear back from anybody, people I've trained, people we haven't trained. We're always very interested in hearing what's going on with you, how we can improve our training programs, and also how we can provide more services like this conference, which we want to make better all the time. So anything, I'd like to hear all your ideas and be in touch with people.
Hi, I'm Rachel Yacobian. I'm from Houston. I actually know Chaya Levin and Rabbi Efros and Rabbi Edelstein from about 12 years ago, where we did one of the very first Neural Ellis programs in Eretz Yisrael. And we only signed up for 2 years, and we were going to go back after 2 years. And we are now celebrating our 10-year anniversary in Houston. I'm not sure if that's a big accomplishment or not, but we originally came to Houston to join the Kollel, just like Rabbi Edelstein said, for 2 years, and we were going to be in Kollel. My husband's going to learn. I had one cute little baby. He's going to teach in high school, and I was 22, and that's all we were going to do. Then we're going to go back there as well.
We never thought that.
I know. Rabbi Efros just said that also. Anyways, down the line, 3 years into our stay in Houston, we opened a school, which we hoped would one day flourish into a day school in Houston, and that's pretty much what has happened. My husband has become Rav of a Israeli Sephardi shul, and then 3 years later opened his own shul. At this point today, I'm no longer the principal of the school. I was for the first 4 years. I'm now still the representative of our shul. I teach and do programming and marketing in our school. I give shiurim to women sometimes, kala classes. I am a labor coach. It's a little passion of mine. And that's it. I can't imagine that we've been in Kiruv that long and we're here and staying. And, you know, Neral Alpha is a big part in it. And I guess they've been cheering us all along all these years.
Hi. My name is Lynn Simpson. I don't do Kiruv in North America. I live in Yerushalayim. But I do Kiruv with a lot of the people that you send to us. And I have to say that it's really very exciting to be here at this conference and to meet all these people. I'm the educational director of Medjeshet Rachel V'Chaya, which is the women's division of Chappelle's. A lot of you have heard of Chappelle's. We cater to lots of different kinds of people. There are quite a few of my students sitting in this audience right now. It's very exciting to see them. We work with single women post-university. also married women. We have a married couples program. For the most part, our core program is for people who are already Shomer Shabbat and Kashrut, but we have started a few new initiatives, most notably the YES program, which is for students who have been through Birthright and maybe another kind of program, a Pathways or something like that, and want to take it to the next level, but aren't quite ready to sign on to be in a seminary. So it's a very wonderful program of learning and also touring and activities. It seems to be quite popular and there's a lot of interest in it. I would say our basic philosophy in terms of our school is that the women who come there should view Torah and Hashem as the absolute center of their life while remaining normal throughout their growth. And taking it very slow, and we try to watch them very carefully along the way and guide them and stay in touch with them and love them.
Hi, I'm Peggy Saffron. Hello to everybody that I know. Hello to everybody that I don't know. I was originally from Lakewood, and after 30 years, somebody tapped my husband on the shoulder and said, "Would you like to be Rosh Kollel?" And he said, "Sure, why not?" And he said, "Have you ever heard of Calgary?" And he said, "Actually, yes, because I'm from Buffalo, and we had to learn Canadian history." So we moved to Calgary 3.5, almost 4 years ago. And Baruch Hashem, I have to say, the growth there has been totally amazing. When Yom Tov comes and we see the number of black hats there, I choke up, I cry. Of course, a lot of them are my sons-in-law. We're also lucky to have Rabbi Miller from Pittsburgh. I'm sorry to Pittsburgh, but Calgary is so happy. And we also have a Chafetz Chaim graduate as a principal of the school. And the school, which was mamish dying 3 years ago, I can tell you I was a teacher there in kindergarten, and I had to fight the principal and fight this Russian secular Israeli, and it was murder. We were losing kids, and it was almost down to in the 30s, and next year we hope to have close to 60 kids. It's nursery, then pre-kindergarten, then kindergarten, and goes to 8th grade. Of course, we only have one or two in each grade, but it's growing, and we have all from teachers. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Of course, my daughter's leaving, and if anybody would like her resume, you know, we're looking. Mirza Hashem for somebody special. There are only 2 people in the call right now. We do not have enough funding for more, but even though there are only 4 of us, we are busy from morning till night. We have a Maimonides program, we have a bas mitzvah program, we have a Sunday school, we have a high school program, JSU, we have a junior high school program. In addition to that, I've had the zechus to teach many gerim, and they have become frum, and they are now populating the shul, Baruch Hashem. They are frummer than the Calgarians, which they tell me is pretty normal. One couple went to learn in Far Rockaway for 6 months. One family of 4 children went to learn at the center in Yerushalayim, in Or Sameach in Yerushalayim. They were there for 8 months. And one Calgarian has just become a chassan. He's going on 34, I think, next week. He is engaged to a 33-year-old B'nai Brak FFB.
Wow.
My husband, thank you.
My husband has been learning with him and is really like a Rebbe father figure. And there's so much opportunity there. We need young people. We need young people with vision. The economy in Calgary is the strongest in the whole of North America. The industry there is gas and oil, which doesn't seem to fit with the frum lifestyle, but there are many, many, many job opportunities. And if you know of anybody who has a sense of adventure, we really need people to come. And I know the school has even offered 2 years of free tuition for anybody who would like to volunteer and move to Calgary. Please come.
Is the mic working? Hi, my name is Rena M. I live in Palo Alto, California. We've been there for 5 years. We're part of the COLO. My husband is, I don't remember his exact title anymore, but program director or something of the sort. He oversees all the programs that happen, and I guess by default, I end up organizing a lot of the programs alongside him. I actually like doing it. It's fun for me. I take care of all the little details. He also is vice president of the local Orthodox Minyan, which is actually a big thing to have a rabbi be the vice president, so it works out very nicely to help the community in some ways. Personally, I do a lot of one-on-one with women. I don't like doing group things. I'm not a public speaker. But I do one-on-ones, and I do a little bit of catering on the side, also for fun and for Parnassa. And and just as a little thing, I just finished learning with somebody, with a woman who just finished her conversion process. And for anybody who's done it, it is such a incredibly rewarding feeling to put somebody through that, to help them go through that, to learn it. For me, it was amazing because even growing up in a religious, you know, school and everything, you learned all the subjects, but not at this level, not at this depth. And it was amazing to be able to go through it all again and to put her through that. And then she got married. She happened to have been married to him before, but that was just a small factor. And the chasna was just 2 weeks ago, and it was such a simcha to see these two people together after everything they've been through. So those are just the little, you know, chizuk things that we need to have to keep us going.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bela Burnham. Just because I've gotten some questions, there are two of us. We're sister-in-laws. Sarah and I were best friends in seminary, and we set her up with my husband's brother, so there are two of us. My husband and I have been working for M'or, the University of Maryland, for the past 8 years. My professional background is as a social worker and marriage family therapist. I'm very, very passionate about women's issues. I have a class on women's Judaism that source, scientific sources, psychological sources, Torah sources. If anyone is interested, I'd be more than happy to share that. I do a lot of trips for women. We do 2 Israel trips a year. We're leaving on Sunday for one of them for 5 weeks. I do spring break trips. I do all women's Shabbatons to New York. We do spring break trips to LA. I do mostly one-on-one learning on a regular basis. I learn with about 35 to 40 women one-on-one per week. It's a little crazy. And we have Shabbos on campus and Shabbos at our house. What else? I am very passionate about empowering college women to make healthier decisions in their lives. I find that college age is one of the hardest times to be a woman. I tell my girls every day that I would not be strong enough to be them. So if I'm trying to launch some kind of women empowerment initiatives, building self-esteem to help them make healthy life decisions instead of just responding to peer pressure. I am also passionate about mentoring newer rebbetzins. Hopefully at this conference we're going to be launching kind of a mentoree form and partnership. I admire all of those who are in the middle of nowhere. I live in Silver Spring and I live in Baltimore, so we're lucky enough to be near a from community. And finally, I am recruiting for Sinai 2. I imagine most of you have heard of Lunas or Sinai Retreats. Sinai 1 is usually for beginners. I call it my title bound. I have a lot of girls who are like 90% there and kind of need a matzah patish. And he said, Bela, if you can get me a certain number of girls from across the country, we will run the program. So if any of you have girls, and Sinai is for age 21 to 35. So it's a very broad age range. And it's specifically for women who are like 90% there that really need that last and final push. So if any of you have women who fit that description, please contact me because I'd love to have the program run.
Would you say that it's not yet Jewish and very Jew and Jewish father?
So you'd have to speak to Rabbi Teitelbaum about that. Usually he does not, but But you'd have to speak with Ted Wamas, his program. So I don't want to speak for him, but usually he does not do that. But you can contact him. I can give you his contact information.
And I should pass this on.
Sorry? Yes. Yes. I mean, yes. I've done it for a few more campuses, and I'd be happy to go elsewhere.
Hi, my name is Tippi Richmond. I live in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. I've been living there for 3 years. And I run a small Kiruv school, which we're trying to grow and develop, and trying to grow the community. We've started women's events once a month, and we're looking for ideas of how to get people to come. And there's a lot of Jews in South Florida, a lot of Jews in South Florida, and we're trying to get them involved and get them to be part of the community.
Hi, I'm Brookie Chaplowitz. I also live in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and my husband is part of the school too. He's also trying basically to build the school, which has been a struggle. And we're also trying to have a shul. So we've been having minyanim from Sukkot to Pesach straight. We do bring in some boys to help with the minyan, but we've had a minyan, so that's like a very big deal. There's a lot of Jews. We don't invite them to drive. We don't, you know, we could tell people about it, but we can't ask them if they're going to drive. So that's also been a struggle because, you know, everyone lives in gated communities, so it's hard. You know, people aren't in close proximity in terms of walking. So that's been our struggle, and we need ideas for that, how to get people in. And we've definitely had people, and we've definitely people that are not shy and will take an open invitation have come and showed up. But anyone that needs a personal invitation, that's been hard. And we're also, so basically at this point, I'm really just trying to help him and build relationships and just build relationships with people, and hopefully that will bring some type of, we'll get us somewhere. And we are also doing women events. So every month we do either, you know, for the Yontif or just whatever that, you know, something significant in that month, we try to just, and we've gotten a lot of people for the women's events. You know, we started out with 9 people the first time in ER, but right before Purim, we had over 20. We had around 20. Yeah. And then on Pesach, I was the only one that stayed for Pesach, my family. And we had a Pesach brunch, and we had about 25 people come to the Pesach brunch. So that was chazak, but we still, it's the 3 of us, 3 from people there, and we're really looking for ways to help build the community and looking for people who would want to come, but we don't really have funding to bring anyone. So if anyone knows someone, it's pretty. It's a nice place to live, nice houses, and it's 45 minutes away from Boca. So our kids go to school in Boca. I mean, our bigger ones, the little ones, could go to the preschool. So that's really, and all the kosher food. So it's really, it's the best of both worlds. You're doing Kiruv, and your kids could go to a good school. So, yeah, that's our story.
Hi, I'm Sarah Oppenheim, Charlotte Torah Center. We are the community, so you name it, I do it. Okay? I relate to a lot of people in the room. Firstly, again, I want to thank WIC and all the organizers, because for me this is tremendous chizuk to see a room filled with from people and from women that I can relate to, who we all do similar things. So thank you all. And I relate to a lot of other people in the room, like Jenny, except I don't have a community 2 hours from me, or Esty, as the people will ask my husband, so Rabbi, how many hours do I need to come on Saturday? And Peggy, because we lived for 20 years in Eretz Yisrael, somebody called us up and said, you're moving to Plano, Texas to start a community. My husband's Rabbanim said, yes, I agree, that's what you need to do with your family. So that's what we did. We've been living in Charlotte for the last 2.5 years. So any other questions, please come to me.
Hi, I'm Ayala May. I'm the other Palm Beach Gardens person. I moved there 4 years ago, so I was the first. But we came down. The preschool that was started by actually Baal Tshuva, who amazingly passionate guy who started it for his kids. And we were brought down to take it over. He moved on to Israel. We're there trying our hardest. The preschool has done amazing things. It's a gorgeous preschool, first of all, like, you want your kid to be there. It's gorgeous. And it's, like, small, so it's, you know, with the teacher that yums up the kids, and it's amazing. But, like, the parents of the kids have really, like, expressed how much they've gained from having their kids in the school. I mean, they come from nothing, so... Sorry, I cried reading the opening letter. I do that all the time. Anyhow, I love, love, love adult education. I love teaching women. It's really something I'm very passionate about. Unfortunately, I have to work during the day, which is not something I like to do. And in fact, I'm looking for a career change. I'm currently a speech-language pathologist, but I'd love to do something like in Kirov that could actually get paid so I could do more of it. I know, it's asking for a lot. I'm a grammar freak, in case that's helpful. And, you know, I love to write and edit and do that kind of stuff, and I love to play on the computer. I'm going to JWRP this summer. It was so hard to get my ladies, but I got 9 ladies together, and I'm going, and I'm so excited to change their lives. Yeah? All right. Awesome. Okay, thank you all. Jewish Women's Renaissance Program. Project. We're changing the world. Oh, okay.
Check out the website.
We'll hear about
it tonight.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Adina Morris. I'm also from Detroit. Adina Morris. I'm from Detroit. I'm the Rebbe of Dan Gezer of Southfield. And Janet's my pediatrician, and we love her. and I did not call you today. We were actually in Florida also. We were in Boca Raton when my husband first started. My husband always wanted to be a Rebbe of a shul, but we started out in a community kollel, Boca Raton Synagogue. And then we got a position here. We've been here for, we're finishing our 9th year. And we are actually on the other side of Southfield. I don't know if you know anything about Detroit. but in our area, we're the only shul that's in walking distance. So we get everyone from the right to the left and everyone in between and anyone who's looking for something, interested in something. We have Gerim, we have Bali Tshuva, we have FFBs, you name it, we have it. So we end up dealing with all walks of life, and we're always dealing with different interesting things. I will say, from those who had questions, I think you had about kids in a community that may be different than something you want for your kids. The beautiful part is seeing someone who comes from literally nothing and makes a 180 degree turn, and they're like, "Mommy, I can't believe they want to be Jewish." They knew they weren't Jewish, and then they became Jewish. Or they come with kids, and they want to be Jewish. Or they come from a Reform background, and they want to learn all about Shabbos and Kashrus, and they come every week religiously, and they learn with me, they learn with my husband. They want to spend Shabbos with our family, get to know what it's like. They want to know what religious objects are. What do I need in my house? I mean, things like that, that's what makes it amazing. That's what makes Kirov amazing. That's why you can live in Iowa, and you can live in Calgary, and you can live in big cities and little cities across the world, because when you have that experience, it's unbelievable. And it doesn't minimize the challenges that you will go through, raising your kids with your husband, family time that you miss out on, simchas. My husband and I are splitting up for Shabbos next week because my niece's bas mitzvah, and he has a bas mitzvah in the shul. I mean, things happen, and you have to make choices, but the bottom line is, it's the big vision that Rabbi Edelstein was talking about. If you can look past the challenges and say, wow, we are making a difference, it's so worth it. But you need organizations like this, you need conferences like this to give you the chizik to say, okay, I still have the challenges that I need to get through, and how am I going to make my lunches for my kids and teach my challah tonight and meet with the person next week and go to a shinuch meeting and follow up on those shinuch meetings. Sima can tell you about that. It's all part and parcel of everything that we do, and it does make it amazing, but it can be really challenging, so this is really wonderful.
Okay. All right. I'm Sina Soma. I'm from Detroit. I do facilitate the Shinuch groups for this very small part of my life. I really do more one-on-one. I've been involved with Partners in Torah for many years as a mentor and with Machon LaTorah, and now more recently with Aish. I am a Kala teacher and a Laleche leader, and I teach in one of the high schools here, and I just had a lot of people in my life that I've been involved with.
and I hope to continue.
Sorry. I'm Shoshana Kessler. I live in Houston, Texas, and I teach in the girls' high school, and I'm looking for ideas of how to get my students a lot more excited about Yiddishkeit. I do one-on-one learning, and I run women's programming in the shul.
Hello. I really don't like talking about myself. But okay.
It's not about yourself.
Okay, I live in...
What's your name?
Oh, Michal Jacknin. Hi. I live in Bel Air, Texas, I guess. Houston. Houston, Texas. I run the Jewish Student Union in Houston. It's through the OU, it's like NCSY, but I go into 7 public high schools a week, and I do programs, we bring food with the kids. It's a lot of fun. My husband and I just moved out to Bel Air, Texas, which is like a half-hour walk from Ireland Minyan, which Malka could tell you about. We started a Kirov Outreach Shul. It's in the very beginning stages. It's been in process since October. We've been going into the community and people's homes and running big Friday night events with the service, like walking in and walking back, and until we got a big following, we decided it's time to move in, so we just moved in. We had our first 3 minyanim the past 3 weeks, so we're trying to build the community of Bel Air. Yeah, and that's what we're doing. It's your turn.
All right.
It's not about you.
It's not about me. Hi, I'm Malka Moskowitz. I'm from Houston. And I'm the Rebbetzin of an outreach shul. And actually, Michal used to be part of our shul until they branched out, and they're trying to do a similar type of concept with their own flair.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, later. So what did I want to say? Oh, yeah. So we've been there for 6 years, and I teach a class. And I have lots of Shabbos guests. I'm also in a master's program in counseling. And I'm really tired, so that's fine. Didn't sleep last night. Just a couple things that are on my mind I wanted to share. One thing is that, like, you know, I see, like, every year that goes by, it's like a whole new experience in a way, just from learning and growing from trial and error. And it's just been interesting to me to see, like when I first got into this, I sort of felt like I needed to change the world, and now I'm kind of getting at peace with the fact that, like, I just make, like, a small difference in a lot of people's lives, and it really does make a difference, you know, like, you don't have to be, like, a superstar. You just have to do the best that you can do and be happy with that, you know? So that's one thing I want to say. And I also wanted to say that that one of the struggles I find, I don't know if anyone else is Kirov Rebbetzin here, but one of the things that I struggle with is that, you know, is dealing with how, like, you really have to be like a parent type of figure to adults. And so often, like, the people that you're makariv, I don't want to go so far as to say, like, they stab you in the back, but, like, they, I don't know, it just, it's really hard, you know, and you can get so hurt. And that's something that I'm still working on, and I'm consciously working on it, because I have so many situations where I have to face people that have done things to me that are just awful. And I'm like, I can't believe you would treat me in that way. But I have to say to myself, you are here because you're bigger. I'm not bigger. I'm just saying, that's what I tell myself, is that I can, I have to overcome this. And why am I sharing this? Because I don't have any great programming ideas to share. So I'm not. Anyway, next year, okay?
All right. Oh, so it reminded me in the hallway that last year I humiliated myself in a much smaller setting by identifying myself as saying, "Hi, I'm Eva Minster, and I'm an alcoholic." So I'd just like to reassure everyone here that I am completely rehabilitated.
So my name is Aviva Minster. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been living there 16 years, almost 17 years. We moved there. My husband is one of the Rosh Hakol. Then he fell into the job of becoming the rabbi, which was very funny. Because if you meet my husband, he's really not funny.
not the coolest personality. Not, you know, great guy. But he's doing great things because, thank God, he has good help.
I also have a phenomenal coordinator, co-coordinator sitting to my left. We have a new program, a new initiative called Sarah's Place. I'll let you guys tell you more about it.
Actually, I think we're going to talk about it.
Okay, right.
But I'll talk about myself. So I'm also Yehudis Polsky from Cincinnati. Lived there almost 3 years. We were brought there by the Kollel. So initially, our role in Kirov was, you know, I guess as a layman, you know, hosting Shabbat meals. More recently, Aviva and I have, you know, received this awesome opportunity to work for Sarah's Place, a women's learning initiative. And tonight we'll talk a little bit more about the programming and things we have to offer all of you, wherever you are, and how we could be a resource to you.
So I'm a little nervous to be talking here after hearing Rachel Goldbaum tell her story about her daughter's chasna. So I just want everyone to know, my oldest is six. I'll tell you in a second. My oldest is six. He's a great kid. My name is Laura Martyr, and I live in San Francisco, California. And I'm very privileged to be a part of the Jewish Study Network, where we have four ladies, Rina, Sarah, Devorah, and myself, who are here from the JSN. It's a really great group. We have centers in a lot of different places in the Bay Area. We are actually, as I said, we are living in San Francisco currently and are actually going to be moving, staying with the JSN, but moving down to San Jose, which is further south. And basically, due to a lot of sort of chinuch things, as I said, my oldest is six, so he's, you know, an up-and-coming bachur, so we got to make sure that he's taken care of. No, and I am the women's coordinator for the JSN, which means that I do a lot of programming for women, but primarily teaching and learning with women. You know, teach on a variety of subjects, from Shir Shir and Mishle to love, dating, and marriage, you know, whatever. And we also run a lot of women's programming. Last year, as Sarah said, we had a very successful women's seminar, which brought in for us, which was a very large number of women, of 120 women for us, which was a great number. We were very, very happy and thrilled to have had Lori Palatnik as our keynote speaker, who was amazing. And to have had Allie, who brought in 60 women to her seminar, as Sarah said. And we are going to be bringing her back to be doing a very typical Bay Area meditation seminar. So if anyone wants to come meditate with us, you're welcome to join us. Allie's actually not doing the meditation piece. I know, we don't talk about it. But Allie's not going to be doing the meditation piece. We're bringing in someone from within the San Francisco area who's a meditation guru to be doing the meditation piece, and Allie did an unbelievable job with mindfulness. I also am a family therapist, but due to my own sanity, chose to either pursue the Kiruv Avenue or stay as a therapist, which is what I was doing before I came to San Francisco, and felt that it was a greater need to fill in terms of teaching women who were out there. So that's what I chose, and find that there's a lot of therapy in there too.
Hi, I'm Lucy Caval from Cleveland, Ohio. If any of you know me from last year, I was like in my ninth month, so that was me, minus the stomach. I am totally spoiled to be living in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where both my husband and I grew up. I'm actually embarrassed to say that right here, because I feel like those of you that are living in these far-flung places, you are totally heroes. I have so much admiration for you. I did live in Buffalo Grove, Illinois for 2 years, so that's kind of my ticket, so I'm here. I'm not embarrassed to say I have been looking forward to this for, like, months, ever since the date was set, and I'm so excited to be here.
I feel like in my world in Cleveland, I have my from friends who don't get Kirov, and I have my Kirov friends who don't get from. So to be in this room with all of you is so much fun, I can't tell you. So my husband and I started a Kirov organization 6 years ago, and it started out by learning with adults, and then they said to us, can you teach our kids that Judaism actually means something? Because if they got what we got, someone's going to kill themselves. So we said, sure. So we started a Sunday school, and we teach the kids, and we have a parallel class for the parents, and it's developed and grown into a full-blown Kirov organization with everything from soup to nuts, high holidays, programs, blah, blah, blah. We've been taking, this is going to be our third year going to Israel with JWRP. I know, I digress. It's amazing! Exclamation mark. Okay, sorry, I know we're not supposed to talk about that now. And specifically, this should be like a chizuk, because for about 3 years I was trying to run ongoing women's classes that kept having to get canceled due to lack of attendance. Anybody familiar with the phenomenon? And for some reason, Hashem decided that my classes should one day take off. I'm still not quite sure how or why that happened. And I've been doing Musar groups now, which have like totally taken off. I have like people who are like dying to come, and other people who are like, we can't have more people. It's private. It's closed. Gates are closed. So I'm running like 5 groups right now of these women's groups, and that's been amazing. I also try to pay attention to my kids sometimes, my husband occasionally, and I am personally responsible for keeping the email list alive. So that's me. What?
Hi.
Yes, parent coaching.
Oh, wait. Okay.
I'm also a parent coach.
I need help.
I need help, too.
Where do you get material for the Muster groups? Do you have, like, a curriculum? I want to do it.
Yes.
Good, so
am I allowed to talk about
share?
That now?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later.
No, because we want to make sure we get it in.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Shane Dolph, wrestler. I'm from Seattle, Washington. And I just have to say, first of all, thank you so much to Aliza for all her support. And unbelievable. And I can't thank her enough. And all of you, you can't imagine how much I gained last year and how many things like I seriously implemented because of all of you. And you don't cease to inspire me. So in Seattle, we have a lot of different programming going. But something that I'm focused on right now, besides for Camp Seed, which unfortunately Aliza told me not to do, but we're having for 3 weeks. It's a fantastic outreach camp, you know, that we reach to, we have like unaffiliated kids, and we reach out to the parents all year, you know, all year long, but it is a major undertaking. But something that I'm focused on now that I hope to talk about a little bit more later is last year we spoke about having an Alexander Muss equivalent in Israel, which is a high school program for public school kids. And thank God we were able to connect with Alexander Muss themselves, and they're going to let us start our own Kirov track, which I hope, you know, we'll talk about more later. Hopefully you'll all help me recruit kids, you know, from your community, and hopefully we can have a very successful first year next year. And JWRP, Ruth is going to tell us about it. It's really, really inspiring, and our women are really, you know, they really change the face of your organization and really inspire others. It's really amazing.
Hi, my name is Esther Fisher. I live in Portland, Oregon. I don't know if any of you know about Portland, but it's a very nice growing community. My husband's in Rosh Kol of the Portland Kol. There's an Orthodox shul which works very closely with the Kol, called Kesser. The Kol started an after-school program. We have a young family initiative where we take totally secular families and bring them in for social events, educational events, and we bring them with young kids. That's our newest program. One very successful thing that we've done, because of lack of funding and because we found that there are people who are willing to move to an out-of-town community, but don't necessarily have a specific job, so we try to network with other organizations by getting young families to move, young from families to move to Portland. So, for example, we have someone from the Chofke who lives in Portland and is part of the Kollel. There's another young family from Parakaway that just wants to move to an out-of-town community. We brought them in, and they have a little job with NCSY and a little job with their own job that they have. But it just brings the community up by having some orphan families. I, myself, I'm busy with my kids. I'm a teacher in the Chabad school, and next year the community is opening up a new school. So I'm going to be the teacher there, the preschool teacher. And I run Camp Seed. And I also teach women.
Hi, I am Ruth Bars. I live in Rockville, Maryland, which is about 15 minutes from Silver Spring, just outside Washington, D.C. It's hard for me to know where to start, because I do quite a few things, and thank God, all things that I love doing. So I work for the Jewish Women's Renaissance Project, which a number of people have sent groups on our trips. And what I specifically do, and the reason why I'm here, is that I direct the training and the follow-up. So for many of the people that have sent people on the trips, we support all of the cities in follow-up, because the program is a great program, but if we don't do follow-up, then it's this great inspiration that fizzles out. So I speak to people on the phone, we have conference calls, I get people to actually write follow-up plans so they know what they're going to do and we know what they're going to do. And it's really been a beautiful experience just connecting with so many of the women, and then I provide a support to them. Either I let them know about things that are going on in other places, or what I really love to do is to connect people and say, you know what, somebody else run a program that would work great for you, and really be that connector. I've worked for Aisha Torah for a very long time. My husband and I have worked for Aisha in D.C. for 19 years, and another Aisha branch before that. I'm the director of women's outreach there. So most of my week is spent speaking to women in one way or another, whether it's teaching or meeting with people privately, or speaking to all of the women on the support side for the Jewish Women's Renaissance Project. I'm also a life coach, and I do a lot of marriage counseling and relationship counseling and parent coaching as well. So.
Hi, I'm Rachel Cohen. I live in Victoria, British Columbia, which, for those of you that don't know, is on an island off of the west coast of Canada. The closest Jewish community is Vancouver, which is 3.5 hours away. So, you know, we get kosher food orders from Vancouver once every, 3 months. The only mikveh on the island and for miles around is in my house. And my husband and I run a small shul, like the Orthodox shul. My husband's the rabbi there. And I do everything basically from play Rebbetzin to I teach, I give some classes, I run a lot of the programs that we do, and other women's events. I get together a lot, I schmooze with women, they come hang out, they cook, they chat, and go out for coffee a lot. And that's basically it. What I am interested in doing is I'm really looking to start next year some sort of after-school kids program, like a social Jewish kids club of sorts. I have a 5.5-year-old daughter, and I really need to find get more Jewish friends for her. So that's really also part of the impulse to do this. There's already a couple Sunday schools in town, so I'm not looking to do that. And if anybody has any tips or advice or ideas, I would love to hear. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Cyril Irons. I'm from Toronto, Ontario, which is also in Canada. My husband is regional director for NCSY Canada, so I hang out with a lot of teenagers and bake a lot. I guess I'm always looking for exciting things to do at a Shabbos table with teenagers, or I got some really good ideas last year, so anyone has anything, I'm always open.
Hi, I'm Dahlia Appleruth. I'm also from Toronto, Ontario. However, I'm south, very far south, from Cyril. I could relate a lot to what Rochi said. I have my frum friends. Toronto, Baruch Hashem, has a huge frum community. So I can sympathize with everyone who's out there in in, you know, smaller communities, but we, you know, do have a from community about 15-20 minute ride from our community. We actually came from Neral Aleph from Eretz Yisrael, so for us the transition was actually very big to come to a community where there are lots of Jews but very few from Jews. I came with Rivki Karfunkel, whose husband, she's right there, you'll meet her soon, whose husband is the Rav of the Shul. My husband was hired as educational director. I did not have an official title when I came, and I still don't, which I don't really need, but Baruch Hashem, I feel that, you know, with my husband doing what he's doing, it's really a family endeavor, which I'm sure everyone could relate to. I'm actually an accountant by trade, so I do accounting in the morning, but all of my other free time between my kids and accounting, I try to teach whenever I can for my husband. He's in charge of organizing all the educational programming, so whenever he can, he likes to hire me because that's good for him, for his budget. He, you know, funding is limited, so I'm free, and I actually love it. I see that specifically within the last year, I think, thanks to Aliza, I have to give you a big yeshar koach, I was inspired by your class about teaching, and I felt like I really do have the kohos to teach, and I really could do it. I was very intimidated at first, but I taught in Eretz Yisrael, but it's very different to teach from women than to teach non from women, and I felt like maybe I don't have the enough kalim, but I realized that Baruch Hashem I really could, and since all my classes, whatever, not many of them, but whatever I did do, I've connected so much with young singles and married couples. I get lots of phone calls. You can't imagine, there's so many people out there who really just need solid families to connect to so that they could really understand what it's like to have a normal marriage, parenting, etc. I sometimes feel it's funny because most people are so much older than I am, and I think it's funny that I'm giving them advice on their children and on their marriages, but whatever, here we are, Hashem gives us the kelim, and we try to do the best we can. And outside of that, I also teach at a Tiferes Beis Yaakov, which is one of the schools in Toronto for more modern girls that also actually need a tremendous amount of kirov, you can't even imagine. So I've also connected to girls that way. And really, I just try to be there for my husband in any capacity that I can, trying to encourage him to keep moving forward. Funding is very difficult. I'm sure everyone could relate. My husband learns with lots of, not lots, but, you know, a good amount of very wealthy gvirim, but it's very hard to get them to write that check. So I keep pushing him and telling him that one day, you know, that man will write him the check because $1 million to him is nothing. But, you know, we still keep plugging away. And so I guess if anyone has any suggestions about how to make that connection between, you know, learning with someone one-on-one and actually getting them to help in the fundraising, in the funding aspect. We're about to build a shul, Mir Tashem. We're having demolition this week. So that's very exciting for our community. And Rivki will tell you more about that because that was really their project. And that's it. And I get a tremendous amount of chizuk from seeing all of you, really. Shkoa.
My name is Hadassah Warburg. And I'm the program head, program coordinator for Neral Aleph. I work for Mrs. Levine and side by side with Aliza and with Brach Rosenblum. It's like the greatest pleasure to be here. You cannot imagine, because it is so much fun not only to see our Neral Aleph alumni, but even also the non-alumni. It's just like a tremendous pleasure for me to see the fruits of our labor. And basically, I never take the mic. I hire those to take the mic. And so I do not like this. And besides running the program and working on the syllabus of an LLF and training women to go out and do care, we try to work on follow-up and giving support to women who are going out, and especially the transition from Eretz Yisrael to America and everything that goes along with it. I give you guys a tremendous amount of credit. It's a huge source of inspiration for me. Also, I'm very interested, if any of you would shoot me an email anytime you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, I would love to hire you to come speak for our women, because I always feel the best classes are those classes that are the real, the first-hand experiences of here or abroad are the best classes. Those are the ones the women remember the most. So I would be thrilled if you could do that for me.
First of all, I want to thank Hadassah. I want to thank all the Neral Aleph staff. We just came from Eretz Yisrael last summer, and I got so much from the Neral Aleph program. and Hadassah, who never takes the mic, but put so much into the program without the mic and her positiveness and everything. So I just feel like she should be thanked also. but not to minimize anybody else, for sure. We moved to Sunnyside, Queens.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Chami Lerman.
Is it on?
Chami Lerman. We moved to Sunnyside, Queens, which is in New York City. I don't know if any of you heard of it. but yes, we.
A small suburb.
So far, a few people who asked me where I'm from when I said Queens said what? So, yeah, there are a lot of secular Jews in New York City. And specifically in Sunnyside, there are many Jews who are waiting to be reached. There's very little. There is a very small shul that hasn't been developed. The community hasn't been developed, and hoping to reach out to the community there and build and also build individuals and the community. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julie Farkas. I'm from Teaneck, New Jersey. About 4 years ago, I made a difference in somebody's life, and just by doing nothing, just by being myself, and she came into my life and she took on more of her Judaism. And at that point, I said that I have to go out and just like try to make a difference in other people's lives as well. So I started finding people in supermarkets and wherever I could find them, and inviting them for Friday night meals. And then I'm a Baal Tshuva, so I wasn't sure what I could teach, but I knew I could teach Aleph, so I went out and I got the National Jewish Outreach Program book, and I started teaching Aleph and organized classes, and then slowly started learning like little easy things so that I could teach as well. And then 2 years ago, I'm a graphic designer by trade. 2 years ago, Hashem arranged it so that I would be laid off from my corporate job. And that allowed me to do more of the Kirov, and then I had never been home with my children, so I was now doing Kirov. I was freelance graphic design, and I was just like the three. It was an amazing combination. And I came here last year, and when Lori Palotnik when she presented her JWRP program, I was thinking about all these women that came to my Shabbos table, and I said I have to bring it back to them. So I signed up, and I was shocked that I got in. I got in, I raised the money, I found the women, and we're going July 3rd to the 13th. And I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm just very happy to be here. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know where to begin. My name is Adina Fishlewitz, and I don't really belong here, but I'm here, and I just want to give you a little perspective. When I was 20 years old, this didn't exist. I come from a generation where Kirov was not here, and what you're right in the middle, which feels perfectly normal for you, is really a miracle. And I want you to understand that. I basically was born into a family that was broken. And I did not get the transmission properly from my parents. And as a result, I wasn't religious. Maybe we had kosher in the house, but I subsequently, due to art scroll, due to Rabbi Buchwald, due to amazing care of people, became from at the age of 42. Wow. And I got married at the age of 53. Wow. So, okay. So it's possible. Now, why I'm telling you all this, because I'm not a care of professional. I don't have the skills, I don't have the background, I don't have the language, but I have a tremendous passion and I have a tremendous desire. Because what I hear is that 90% of beautiful Yiddish neshamas are lost. And it's very, very painful for me to come out of a situation where I saw such a chorban, such a tragedy, for people not to just really shake up all the secular Jews, not to do something. And as many professionals as there are here, and still professionals out there, it's not enough. So I'm here. I guess I represent the other side. I represent all the sort of non-care of professionals who want to make a difference, who want to help you and learn from you how to affect the lives of the beautiful Yiddish neshamas out there so we can bring them back home. So I saw and I got involved with this wonderful organization called Project Inspire. And I saw that what their heart was in and what they wanted to accomplish was the same thing that I want to have happen, is I want to bring those people back home and show them how rich their lives can be, that they have something so dear and so special that we can help them. So I have a request from each and every one of you. Because this Memorial Day weekend, they have what's known as One Shabbos. This is one of the projects that Project Inspire and I'm involved with, is they're bringing the creme de la creme of Kiruv professionals, and we're going to shake them. We're taking non from people, non-Torah observant people, along with from people. We are going to sort of like, when they hear this information, and they need to detox, and they need to have a place to have this reverberate in them and to see that it really exists, they'll have a wonderful example of people who are living what they hear. And I believe in this program. I think this is groundbreaking. I think this is truly a very creative program. I was macabre by these people. It is very, very profound. When I experienced the discovery, I did not know what to do with myself. I could not believe that this was really what God was like. I was so shaken up. I couldn't function. And now to have people who will be there to catch them as they process the information is going to be unbelievable. And we're going to carry them and nurture them back into reality. And I hope that you can bring people and advertise in your communities this program. This is for the secular person. It's called Rejuvenate, the mind, body, and soul. For the from people, we have One Shabbos. Two different approaches to two different aspects of the Jewish world. And in this, it will be groundbreaking, and hopefully, with God's help, we will accomplish in bringing the Yidden back home. Thank you very much.
I'm Rivki Karfunkel from Toronto, Forest Hill Jewish Center, just one hill, not two, we're not even from Queens. I came with Dalia Aparuth, who drove with Cyril Irons. It's an honor and pleasure and great chizuk to be here, so thank you to Aliza and to all of the organizers from Ner Le'elef. And thank you, Detroit, for hosting. Yes, and thank you for being closer than Cincinnati. Last year's drive was really very brutal. But it was amazing. It was amazing. It really was. I recommend it. If anyone has not been to Cincinnati, you should go. The community is beautiful.
We're not driving.
Right, we're not driving. We'll fly next time. My husband and I lived in Oshawa, Ontario, which is a small hick town 45 minutes east of Toronto. He would drive into Toronto every day to daven in what was then a little learning
program, they hired us to come and try to start something from nothing, basically. This was 11 years ago. We're now in our 11th year. When we came, we had no mailing list. We didn't know a single person. There was no shul. There was nothing. There was just a space in the middle of one of the most affluent communities in the world, Forest Hill, multi-million-dollar homes, mezuzahs on most doors. I don't know if there are actually mezuzahs in the cases in a lot of the homes, but anyway, very Jewish, very affiliated, but affiliated with one of the largest Reform temple and conservative synagogues in North America, which is just a stone's throw from where we are. So we came to start this Orthodox, thing. We are a branch of Or Sameach International. From that first year when we had absolutely nobody, no mailing list, no nothing, now Baruch Hashem, we have renovated our space. We're in an office space upstairs from Starbucks. That's our claim to fame. And we have on average about 150 people coming to shul. However, the challenges are many. As everyone here knows, the challenges don't stop, because that's why Hashem put us in this world. As my father said to me, we are building a shul, as Dahlia Appleruth mentioned. We still need to raise about $13 million, so if anybody has any ideas for that, that would be great. But my father mentioned that if anything goes smoothly, then you have to worry. Because anything that's worthwhile is going to be a struggle. And so we all struggle in our own ways, so Baruch Hashem for the struggle. We are still, our challenge is to reach out to the families that own homes in the neighborhood. Baruch Hashem, we do have a beautiful community, mostly though of, there are a lot of Balei Tshuva now, and we have a lot of young, modern Orthodox singles that have found this amazingly hip area that they can live in now, because there is an Orthodox shul, and we're on a subway line, and it's close to downtown, and schools, and work, and stuff. But Baruch Hashem for them, because they really keep us afloat, and we have a very nice body of Shabbos. And, I'm really busy raising my family, and the bigger my family has gotten, the less I've been able to do in the shul. I used to give challah classes almost every night, but now I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old and so on that need me at night, and they need to schmooze with their mother, and I can't give challah classes anymore at night. So my time in the community is shrinking, but my priority is my family. And anyway, that's all. It's an honor, and thank you very much.
And did we miss anybody besides Bracha? Okay, where's Bracha? Okay.
I think I know everybody here.
Please.
Okay, I'm Bracha Rosenblum. So if I probably emailed and had communications with everybody here, and it's really wonderful to meet everybody with now face to face. I work for Ner Le'elef in Yerushalayim. I live in Chashmonaim. I've been in Israel for 25 years. My job mostly involves coordinating all different kinds of projects. I do a lot of conference planning these days because we're doing a lot of conferences, but I'm involved in different projects, national, international projects that Ner Le'elef is involved in. I kind of call myself the Ima. I'm the one who makes sure that everybody gets things out the door and gets things moving. I do a lot with communications as well. A long, long time ago, when I was a new couple, my husband and I ran our own private little Kiruv organization from our apartment on campus. I think my senior year of college, when I was married, I think I spent the whole year cooking. We had 8, 10, 12 people for Shabbos meals every night. Many of them, amazingly numbers of them, actually went on over the years and moved on and became from. So it's always been something that I did very informally, and then I really had the schus to get this job with Ner Le'elef 4 years ago and turn my passion into my profession as well. Before that, I had a different passion. I was a pianist. So anyway, that's who I am. I want to just make to thank the people here at Partners in Torah. I did all the emailing, but really so much of the work was done. And of course, the donations and the... Yeah, Chaya Shendel, did you talk and introduce yourself? Chaya Shendel Rubin, I mean, she is the woman behind everything that's going on here. All, just everything.
I don't have enough words to say. Her and Mahalaya Black together, the two girls who work in the office here, have done...
She's a person, too. She has to introduce herself.
You have to introduce yourself, because she's also a very big Kiva person. You have to, so I'm going to pass it to you. Anyway, just a million thanks to the wonderful people here at Partners in Torah, who have set everything up for us so beautifully with such a generous heart. Just pass it on to Chaya.
While she's walking, I'll just tell you that she's going to introduce herself, and then we're going to quick take a break if you need it and come right back, right? Because we have...
Yeah.
Is Gary Turner speaking at
5:30? No, Rabbi Gottlieb,
we have a special treat of Rabbi Gottlieb speaking right after she introduces herself, and you take one breath. That's all you get.
It will be just 1 minute. Don't worry. I haven't talked for a long time. Okay, so...